This podcast is made possible by the generous contributions from listeners just like you. If you have the means and you'd like to contribute, click on the link in the show description to go to my supporter page. Once you're there, it's completely up to you how much you'd like to give. There's no minimum and no maximum and no ongoing charges. Enjoy this episode and thanks for listening to the Saturday Quiz. Hi there. Welcome to this season's final episode of The Saturday Quiz. My name's John Leary, and if you're a new listener, usually I ask two guests 10 questions and they try to muddle out the answers together. But things are a little different in the finale episodes. I have twice as many guests and four times as many questions, and this time I'm keeping score. With me today are last year's runners-up, Sarah Snook and Dave Lawson, and representing last year's winning team, Kate Jinx, is joined by finale newcomer, Brody Lancaster. Welcome to the show, all four of you.
Yoo-hoo. Thanks for having us back.
Yeah. Absolutely, my pleasure. And welcome to the finale, Brody.
Thank you. I feel like a footy debutante getting his first game.
Yeah.
Brody, what's your area of expertise? We don't know anything.
My areas include the Richmond Tigers, pop music, especially Harry Styles and anything related to him.
Pop culture in general.
Kind of begins and ends there, really.
Okay.
So the things that Zoe doesn't know about, essentially.
Okay. Yes, we should talk about the absence of your usual finale partner, Kate Jinx, Zoe Coombsma, who can't be with us today. Now I don't know what I'm going to say.
You didn't say where she is?
It sounded like I was about to say that she'd passed away. It was terrible.
Yeah, I don't
sadly can't be with us.
She leaves very big shoes to fill, and I'm plodding along in them.
I think you will ably fit those shoes, Brody. No worries at all.
You're going to blitz it, BL.
Oh, no pressure. No pressure.
Should we just crack in and get started with the questions?
So, John, can I put my hand up for a second?
Yell out?
Is it a buzzer?
Yes. Yeah. So the buzz-in situation?
Yeah, what is
no
it?
No buzz-in. I mean, this happens every year that you guys yell out and for some reason I can never hear Sarah Snook. So then there's a big fight about, no, I said it first, and then I have to go back and listen to the tape and allocate points that way. But I'm sticking with it. There's no buzzing in.
No buzzing.
If you know the answer,
yeah.
yell
say
out
it.
The answer.
All right.
And
sure. The system works.
Yeah, it really works. We've found it. It has worked for the last 2 years very well. Yeah. So
absolutely.
Why
yes,
fix?
You're
why
effectively
fix?
One win apiece. So this was going to be the deciding situation. Still is effectively. Kate with a new partner, Brody, and Dave and Snook. One win apiece. Let's see if the third year of quiz finale can split you. Here we go with question number one. What is the chemical formula for carbon dioxide?
CO2.
Dave with a very early call out. It's very good. And very correct. Well done.
Oh.
CO2.
Thank you, gosh. I was really I went too confident then. I was getting right into the Christmas spirit. I
launching through the screen there.
CO2. It's
leaving Brody and Kate for dead.
Yeah, we're eating dust. We're eating dust already.
CO2.
Do you know, what can you tell me about CO2, Dave?
Two parts oxygen to one part carbon.
Yeah, that, I mean, sure.
Is it?
Yeah, no, that is correct.
Yeah, great.
Yeah.
I'm in the molecule world.
It was first identified as carbon dioxide by the Scottish chemist Joseph Black in the 1750s.
Correct.
But it was Irish physicist John Tyndall who in 1859 is commonly credited with discovering the greenhouse effect, which underpins the science of climate change. However, how about this? A presentation by American Eunice Foote to a scientific conference in 1856 predates Tyndall's discoveries. She describes filling glass jars with water vapor, carbon dioxide, and air and comparing how much they heated up in the sun. She wrote, "The highest effect of the sun's rays I've found to be in carbonic acid gas," using the contemporary term for carbon dioxide. And she speculated further that concentrations of carbon dioxide in the air could influence global temperatures.
Mm.
Isn't that amazing?
Wow.
In 1856, she came up with that.
I'm glad that didn't turn out to be true.
Did she effectively invent Nangs then?
I think that was a
Foot's Nangs.
A side effect.
Yeah, why are they named after her?
Discoveries.
Is Foot spelt with an E? F-O-O-T-E?
Correct.
I'm just seeing a sign of like, Foot's ye olde Nangs.
Oh, yeah. The only brand.
Yeah.
Eunice Newton Foot.
Original and the best.
All right, question number two. True or false? Las Vegas is the capital of Nevada.
False.
Was that you, Brody?
That was me, but it was just a guess.
Well, you are correct.
Cool.
Is it early and correct?
Reno.
Reno.
It's not Reno.
Oh.
No. I'll give a bonus point for if anyone can come up, tell me the capital of Nevada.
Reno is the capital of divorces. I know that.
Is it?
Oh.
Well, it used to be. That's what you had to go to Reno to get a divorce.
Because Vegas is the capital of marriages?
Well, like back when divorces were kind of illegal, you had to travel to Reno to go through it.
What a strange tourism destination for that.
What an industry.
Yeah, hitched in Vegas and go straight to Reno.
Then drive up the road to Reno, yeah. So in 2020, the population of this city was only 58,000, making it, it's only the sixth largest city in Nevada.
Oh.
So it's a tiny, tiny place.
I feel like all I know about that area is Vegas, Reno, and Burning Man. And so if it's not any of them, then I don't know, anymore.
It's Burning Man. Yeah, the population explodes around about, what month is it?
August or July.
Yeah, no. It is Carson City.
Carson City.
Yeah. Bonus points go begging there. All right, question number three. After a 35-year run and more than 13,000 performances on Broadway.
The Mousetrap.
Oh, incorrect. Kate Jinks. Which musical will close on February
18,
2023?
Not The Lion King. Cats.
Not Cats.
Phantom of the Opera. Opera.
Yeah. Oh, they're in unison there. So I have to give you both points.
Okay.
Phantom of the Opera, after 13,000 performances. That's crazy, isn't it?
Not by the same cast.
Rob Guest and Marina Pryor. Wasn't it?
They're very tired. They are exhausted.
Limping to the finish line.
Imagine that, just 8 shows a week for 35 years. You're now 35 years older than the characters were supposed to be. Crazy.
Spectre of the Opera.
No, I'm not sure who are playing those roles. At the moment, certainly not Marina Pryor or Rob Guest. Question number four. Which legendary cricketer of the 1970s and 80s was nicknamed Iron Gloves?
Oh, Rod Marsh?
It is Rod Marsh. Oh, very well done, Dave.
You didn't think I'd...
No, I was like, take it away. I've got no...
But I don't know many. That was one of the only wicketkeepers that I guess it was a wicketkeeper.
Yes, Rod Marsh was a...
So there's only Rod Marsh.
Do you know his more famous nickname?
Bacchus.
Bacchus is correct after Bacchus Marsh.
Yeah, because of the town, Bacchus Marsh.
Yeah.
Real good.
In Norse mythology, iron gloves, or Jarngripper, are the iron gloves of the god Thor.
Oh,
yeah.
How about that?
Yeah.
How about that?
And Bacchus as well. He's just all over the mythology.
Oh, yeah, Bacchus. Side of things. Bacchus is the Roman god of wine.
He's the party god.
Yeah.
It's the iron-gloved party god.
The nickname originally wasn't a compliment. He was called Iron Gloves after sloppy catching in his test debut, but he very quickly got much, much better because in 96 tests, he set a world record of 355 wicket-keeping dismissals, the same number his pace-bowling Western Australian teammate Dennis Lilly achieved with the ball. And the pair were known for their partnership, which yielded 95 test wickets, which is a record for any bowler-wicket-keeper combination.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right.
Congrats.
Congrats to them, both.
Well done, guys.
And congrats to you, Dave, for getting that question correct. All right, question number five. How many stars are on the flag of North Korea?
Ten.
One?
Snook's gone very high. Brody's correct with one.
One.
It's not 10 stars. I like it. Sure.
Thinking of a circle.
Do you know what it looks like?
No, it's just said a number.
Yeah, well, you said the correct number. It is one star. Do you know what colour the star is?
I'm going to guess red.
Red is correct. Look at you, Brody.
Look at me.
Wow. Smashing it. The flag is red, white and blue, primarily red. There's a big like red stripe through the centre with a white circle with a star in the middle of that circle over near the hoist. And two blue kind of stripes either side of the red central stripe. I've described that very poorly. I apologise to any North Koreans that are listening.
If they have somehow found this podcast, that'll be incredible.
Exactly. Question number six. Which Thomas Hardy novel features the characters Gabriel Oak and Bathsheba Everdeen? Who knows Thomas Hardy novels?
Not the guy who played, not the Batman guy, Bane.
Not different Thomas Hardy.
Different guy. Different Tom Hardy.
Behind the scenes, Tom Hardy.
Far from the Madding Crowd?
Who said that? Who said Far from the Madding Crowd?
Far from the Madding Crowd? Twas I.
Was that you, Snook? Well done. Yeah. That is the answer. Was that the only Thomas Hardy novel that you could remember? Yeah, fair enough. Yeah. You only need to know one.
I'm so glad you made that up when I thought it was the guy from Batman.
Well done.
We're a team.
Far from the Madding Crowd has been turned into several films. The most recent, I think, maybe 5 or 6 years ago.
Tom Hardy
in the Tom Hardy.
He's a Danish actor, I think.
Or do you mean Matthias Schoenaerts?
Schoenaerts.
Or Tom Sturridge. And Michael Sheen was in it as well.
First name I've heard of this whole question.
Carey Mulligan, you know her.
Oh, yeah. It was just a lot of Toms before that.
Too many Toms. All right, question number seven. Regarding product sales, what does the abbreviation RRP stand for?
Recommended retail price.
Oh, I've got to give that to Jinx. She was right on it. You got it.
No, Jinx, you got that, but I reckon there's a time delay getting to the northern. I yelled that so loud into the screen.
It's not volume, mate. It's not volume.
I didn't have to yell it. I just knew it.
I know you knew it, and I don't want to argue this, but one of the things, you know, I worked in retail, and this is one of my areas of expertise, and I thought it would be one question that I could get, because Kate gets all the great questions. All I know is who caught balls for Australia.
Thomas Hardy.
And the guy from Batman, and what recommended retail price means, but it's fine.
I haven't got a single question right yet.
But you come home strong. Wait, because Kate will come home strong.
All right.
And I said it the loudest, though.
That we can give you.
Dave, where did you work retail?
I worked in an incense shop that sold bongo drums, fisherman pants, and nag shampoo, tarot cards, amethyst.
All the classics.
I worked at the reject shop.
That's a great shop. That's fun.
Their RRPs are very low.
Yes, well, they would go below normal RRP.
Yeah, famously. Yeah.
They cross out the RRP and put their own price on it.
Yeah, and if you find an open bag of lollies or open one, you can take them out to the staff room and everyone gets to eat them.
Oh, that's how they accidentally break open all the time.
There are always stuff breaking open at the reject shop in Bundaberg, Queensland in 2007.
Here we go. Question number eight. The Son of Man is a 1964 painting by the Belgian surrealist painter René...
Oh.
Magritte.
Yes. Who said that? Yes, Brody. Yeah.
All I could hear was Zellweger. I couldn't hear anything but Zellweger.
I was thinking Descartes.
If only it was Renee Zellweger. No, do you know which painting this is? The
is
Son
that
of
Apple
Man?
Apple face?
Apple, yeah. It was apparently it was supposed to be a self-portrait.
Oh.
But the painting is of a man in an overcoat and a bowler hat standing in front of a low wall with a cloudy horizon in the distance. But the man's face is largely obscured by a hovering green apple. He said of the painting, "Everything we see hides another thing. We always want to see what is hidden by what we see. There is an interest in that which is hidden and which the visible does not show us. This interest can take the form of a quite intense feeling, a sort of conflict, one might say, between the visible that is hidden and the visible that is present."
Mm.
So, yeah.
Well,
which sounds like a fancy kind of way to say that he did a self-portrait and did not like it and put an apple in his face.
Yeah, he was like, "That does not look like me.
That's the visible I'm not comfortable with, and this is the visible I am."
All right, question number 9. Which city is home to John Lennon Airport?
Manchester? Liverpool. No, Liverpool.
Oh, Dave, you got in earlier, but you got the wrong city. I was going to give it to you. I thought, no, the delay. I know he's going to know this.
It was
not Liverpool?
It is Liverpool, but he said Manchester. So, yes, that goes to Jinx. Very well done. All right, question number 10. Facing forward is the left-hand side of a ship or aircraft port or starboard?
Port.
It is port. Well done. Did you guys know that, Brody and Kate?
I was trying to think of the song from Mary Poppins that tells you the answer. Couldn't get there in time. You know, it's like port, home, starboard, something.
Port out, starboard, home.
I remember saying that there's a little red port left in the bottle. That's all I remember from being a kid.
From being a kid?
That's clever.
Yeah, when I was a kid. From remembering port and starboard.
Yeah.
I didn't drink port. Although port was one of those little drinks you're allowed to have a little taste of every now and then as a kid. Around Christmas time, too.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Around Christmas time, sure. I remember it by port has four letters and left has four letters.
Oh.
So that's how I remember it. There you go. Mm-hmm. A little mnemonic for you all.
How do you remember it, listeners?
That is a good thing to think about as we head to a break. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Saturday Quiz special final episode of Season 3. We would be finished if this was a normal episode of the quiz, but we have 30 more questions to go. So let's push on with question number 11. Who is the first and so far only filmmaker to be nominated for a Best Director Academy Award in 6 different decades?
Martin Scorsese?
Oh, no.
Steven Spielberg.
Spielberg is the right answer.
Whoa. Wow.
Do you know how many wins he's had?
None.
2.
Okay.
I thought none would have been really quite exciting.
I just saw The Fablemans the other night, so I'm kind of a bit sick of him.
Is it good? Is it nice?
Sounds salty.
It's a long movie about just like a guy who really wants to hold a little video camera in his like teenage hands, and his mum is just kooky as.
Great review.
Michelle Williams plays his mum, and she's like turning on a performance.
Yeah.
It got to 45 minutes in and I was like, all right, 2 more hours, I guess. Like, it was very strange. It's a really strange. It's as if your dad sat there and goes, you said, "What do you remember about your whole life?" And he just told a bunch of stories.
Went to the beginning.
From the very beginning.
Wow.
Brilliant. Wow. Question number 12.
Yeah.
What is the name of Paris's underground rail system?
The Metro.
The Metro. Yeah. Well done, Brody.
We the Metro. I understood that as we the people. I was like, I don't think that's...
No, I was speaking French with a very Australian accent.
I'm just very slow.
Should we have a little score check? It's very close.
Is it?
After 12 questions, it is Dave and Snook on 6 and Kate and Brody on 7.
After 12 questions? Oh, bonus.
Yeah.
Is that a trick question?
I think we tied one.
You did tie one, so.
Right.
All right, question 13.
That's great.
Great.
Which American photographer, best known for photographing the naked masses, ironically has a name that sounds clothing related?
Oh, yeah. God.
Has anyone stripped off to be photographed by this guy?
I think my sister did.
What?
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Or, like, intended to, never made it, can't remember. The one that was in Sydney.
Oh, big crowds of naked people.
It was like on the Opera House steps.
He's done the Opera House steps. He's done Bondi Beach.
Little clue.
Something shoe.
Not shoe.
Foot.
It's ST are his initials.
Stanley Tucci.
Stanley Tucci's.
Sandal toes.
S-T-shirt.
His first name is not clothing related.
Right.
Okay. Oh, no, it is. That's so funny. Yes, both his names are clothing related. I just realised.
Shirt.
I feel like I read this recently and had the same thought of like, that's a silly name for a person who does naked photography, but my brain has stopped there. I don't remember.
Yeah, so his first name is usually a lady's undergarment.
Slip.
Oh, stocking?
What did you say, Dave?
A slip.
A slip. Ladies can wear a slip underneath.
They can. But anyone can wear a slip.
I don't know many people called slip, is all.
Slip toga.
I don't know many people called stocking either.
No one's called stocking. Oh, dear.
Ladies' undergarment.
A ladies' undergarment that you would wear
singlet.
To keep warm.
A shawl.
Shirt.
Shawl.
An undergarment, Dave.
You can wear that under your clothes if you want.
Don't tell us what to do.
Sleeve. Oh, gosh.
Starts with SP.
Spandex.
Spencer tunic.
Oh, well the done. Guy's name. Very well
oh
done,
my God,
Dave.
Two items of clothes.
Yeah, they're both items of clothes. I thought tunic, sure. But then I realised Spencer is also...
Yeah, it is.
Spencer
tunic.
Well, is Spencer I also only know... a lady's undergarment? I would have thought...
I think that's universal.
Oh, is it? Sorry.
You can wear Spencer's.
Sorry.
Should we maybe list off ladies' undergarments that we know the names of? Some bonus points. Delicates? I like to hang up my delicates.
Delicates.
That's what you call
them. Yours. My living bonds undies are delicates.
Spencer tunic is the name. Very well done. Now you're locked up on 7 points each. This is great.
Wow. Oof.
Very close. All right. Question number 14. According to the Bible, who was the third son of Adam and Eve?
Job.
No, not Job.
Abel and Tom.
Tom Hardy.
Tom
Hardy. He's the only other named child of Adam and Eve.
I didn't think they had any.
They had a bunch. And he lived, get this, according to Genesis, he died at the age of 912.
Sure.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that makes sense.
That's real.
Good innings.
Deuteronomy?
Not old Deuteronomy.
Gabriel.
I'm going to give... a clue. It is now quite a common Jewish name.
Saul.
Saul.
Chaim.
Not Saul. Starts with S though.
Shem.
Shem, not Shem.
Sam. Samuel.
Not Samuel. No. These are all good guesses, but
Sean?
Correct.
No.
I'm going to say there are several famous, like, Hollywood.
Stephen.
Spencer.
Spielberg.
Stephen.
Shaggy.
When it wasn't Saul, I was just really thrown.
Actually, Sarah Snook, you've acted in a film with someone with this name.
Seth.
Seth is the right answer.
Seth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go. Great. Seth was the third child of Adam and Eve.
Seth.
Who is the Seth that you've worked with, Sarah Snook?
Rogan.
Seth Rogan in the film. What's it called? American Pickle?
That's the one.
He's also in The Fablemans.
Oh, there you go.
There you go.
Bring it all round to Steven Spielberg.
It's all coming
back. I will say, if it comes down to a tiebreaker, we could probably minus that point because I wouldn't expect people to know my back catalogue. Felt like a very direct clue.
Well, sure. They'll get their own clues later. Take it.
Sure.
Question 15. Which First Nations painter was granted full Australian citizenship rights in 1957?
Albert Namatjira.
Albert Namatjira.
Very good. Wow. I mean, you were both very quick on that, but I think I've got to give it to Snook.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You were gonna fight for that one. I could tell that.
You were like, I did that.
No, I had
first.
You first.
I was first. Yeah. Very well done. Question 16. Which car manufacturer produces the models Rio, Cerato, and Sportage?
Honda.
Hyundai?
Kia. Hyundai.
No, who?
Kia.
Yeah, Jinx got it with Kia.
Kia?
Yeah. Hmm.
Kia Cerato. That's the one that gave it to me.
Yeah, I'm really into cars. And,
I'm a real car guy.
Finally, we hit your niche.
Yeah.
Do any of you have any of you driven a Kia?
Yeah, I drove one on the weekend.
Did you really?
Yeah, I went to a music festival and I hired a Go-Get, and they.
Oh, no, it was a Kia.
They've got a lot of Go-Get have a lot of Kias in their network. You know? Which it's a great service.
Which
good car?
Do you know which one it was?
It was a Sportage, so I. Oh, yeah, I should have got that.
Apparently, they are very good cars.
Hang on.
Really good.
Yeah, oh, no, this is not gossip. I wish it was.
I wish it was too, because I'd really like some free Go-Get.
If Kia want to sponsor next year's season of the quiz, they absolutely can.
I once did an ad for Kia.
You've done an ad for Kia?
I once did an ad for Kia, the only ad I've ever done for Kia Soul. That is Kia, right? Yeah, Kia Soul. Like a cube, total cube car.
Oh,
right.
Yeah.
Super popular, I think. I don't think I helped sell it.
Question 17. Which American state is home to Graceland, the former residence of
Tennessee?
Memphis.
Elvis
no.
Presley.
Tennessee.
You said it. Beale said
Tennessee.
It.
Tennessee.
Tennessee. Brody, what did you say at first, Snook?
I said wrong answers. I said Nashville.
The cities.
And then I said Memphis. Neither of which is states.
Never mind. But yeah, well done.
I'm going to do my B reel just went off. I'm going to do it.
Oh, what are you doing?
My B reel.
I don't know what that means.
Oh, it's like Instagram, but you can only post once a day. And it gives everyone in the world an alert and it's like, post now. So you guys are all in mine.
Oh, fantastic. That's fun.
Oh, wow.
Do you know, I always read that as rhyming with cereal. So I always think cereal. What the hell is cereal?
Oh, my God. I cannot unhear that. Because I love
beer.
It.
There's no
cereal.
Cereal.
I'm going to say it like that now, too.
Cereal.
It's like if you've decided to eat your oats with beer instead.
Yeah. That could be a thing.
Could be, All right, question 18. Men of what religion wear dhotis? And that's dhotis. Do you know what a dhoti is?
Mm-mm.
No. Shrugs all round?
I can picture. It's like, it looks like it's sort of crocheted or something, or like lacy, right?
That is incorrect. You would not wear a lacy dhoti.
Okay, so sorry.
A dhoti is...
Apologies, I did not mean to offend anybody with a dhoti.
It's fashioned out of a rectangular piece of unstitched cloth, usually around 4.5 metres long, and it's wrapped around the waist and legs and knotted either at the front or the back.
Hare Krishna?
Not Hare Krishna, but you're kind of in the right...
Buddhist?
...continent.
Hinduism?
Hindu, yeah. Buddhist. I'm going to give that to Kate.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Because I said it.
I only said the H and I.
You know that kind of loincloth-y thing that Gandhi popularized.
I just came back from India last week. Oh, wow. And I did see a lot of
you
it.
You would have seen a lot
so
of stuff.
So there we go. Yeah.
You went to India? Where?
Yeah. I went to this film festival in Goa, and then I went on holidays to Rajasthan. So I went to Udaipur and Jaipur. And
oh, cool.
It was one of the best adventures of my life. Like, it was just, yeah. I want to move there. I loved it every second of
so
it.
So beautiful.
I'm one of those white women who have a problem.
Wants to start doing antiques collecting and shipping back to Melbourne and up.
Do you know what? I got in touch with a particular rug dealer yesterday and said, actually, I've changed my mind. I will have it. And it's being sent over as we speak. So, yes, Sarah, yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Very good.
All right, question 19. Ragnar Lothbrok Sigurdsson is a main character in which historical drama television series?
Vikings.
Very well done, Sarah Snook. Are you a big Vikings fan?
I was, yeah.
Yeah?
I sort of what Game of Thrones was not doing it for me, but I was enjoying the vibe of it and switched to Vikings instead because Lagertha was much cooler than any of the women in Game of Thrones at the time.
Yeah, right.
Of season one, season two of
Game of Thrones. How many seasons has there been of Vikings? Do you know?
I actually don't know after two because I stopped watching.
Big fan.
But I did actually enjoy it. I did enjoy it quite a lot. Yeah. Mm. It was just in Norway and the sort of like all the Viking kind of history around there is like, it's very intense.
Yeah.
Warrior culture.
For sure. Question 20. What was the only country to clean sweep an athletics event at the 2020 Tokyo Olympics? Held, obviously, in 2021.
Mm.
So which country?
Oh.
Japan.
Not Japan.
Jamaica,
yeah? Very well done, Sarah Snow.
Wow.
The ladies were very good.
Do you know what event it was?
The sprinting.
The fast one.
A very fast one. Yep.
100 meters.
Yeah, it was the women's 100 meters. They took first, second, and third. Yeah. Ah.
Yeah, I remember.
Well done.
Good on them.
Good on them.
If I had a gun to my head, I would have thought that Olympics happened this year. I've lost all sense of time. I'm like, we had an Olympics this year.
Question 21. Britain had how many kings in the 20th century?
One.
No, it's more than one.
Four.
Four is the right answer.
Ooh.
Wow.
Well done.
Can you name them?
George.
Yeah.
What? Edward.
Yeah, George and Edward what?
George the second.
No, a bit first. More than second.
Third. Fourth.
Fifth.
Fifth.
So there were two Georges and two Edwards.
Oh.
Yeah. There was King Edward the VII from 1901 to 1910. Then King George the V from 1910 to 1936. And then Edward the VIII for just June in 1936. And then King George the VI from 36
just
to 52.
June.
Yeah.
What did he do? What happened there?
Well, isn't he the one that went, nah, bugger he this, won't. I'm not doing this.
He married a divorcee, is that the one?
That's right.
I don't know if he quite put it in those terms, but...
Might as well.
Something like that. All right, question 22. What does the acronym RADAR stand for?
Ooh.
Mm.
I do know this.
It's not strictly, you know, it's not an initialism kind of acronym. So not every letter stands for something.
Radio acoustic device.
Yeah, it's not quite as strict to the things like that. You are right. It is radio is the beginning.
Radio area reading.
Yeah,
radio
kind of gives the rad.
The rad.
Well, the rat, and then there's a
radio a detection device.
I'll give you that. Radio detecting and something.
Recording.
Recording.
No, not recording.
Recording.
Reading.
Radio detecting and...
Reading?
Receiving.
And not reading. So what would...
Relaying.
If you're looking at... Not relaying. If you're looking at your little radar, you're in your bunker or whatever... mm-hmm. and the radio will give you the will detect the enemy, and it will also tell you what. Well, it's not really
the radius, the
remittance.
Reconnaissance, radio.
So you know how far away or how close they are.
Reach.
And proximity. No.
Proximity.
Distance.
Starts with R.
I don't think none of us deserve this point at this point, by the way.
Yeah, radio, I know it starts with R, but I've run out of R's.
It is. All right, I'm going to tell you no points for this one. Radio detecting and ranging.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Never going to get there?
Great.
All right.
No.
Nah.
All right, good.
So we're
good.
Never going to get it.
All right, question 23. Consumption of which vegetable has been claimed to help people see in the dark?
Carrots.
Oh, everyone had that. But I'm going to give that to Kate and Brody.
Oh, thanks. Brutal. It's such a bad delay here.
Again.
Jesus. Every year this delay.
I'm sorry. You will be in New York. What can I do? carrots are rich in beta carotene, which enzymes in the body convert into a form of vitamin A known as retinol, which is vital for eye health. But the idea that carrots help you see in the dark is partly because of World War II propaganda.
Mm.
Yeah. Does anybody know this? British airmen had a reputation for their ability to shoot down enemy bombers during nighttime London raids. The secret, the way they could do that, was because of new radar technology.
Oh.
But the British put out a rumour that the airmen were avidly devouring carrots to boost their night vision. And it's not clear whether the German army fell for that ruse. But the British public certainly did, helped by government advertisements proclaiming carrots keep you healthy and help you see in the blackout.
Do they have a surplus of carrots they needed to offload?
Maybe. It was like, do your bit for the war effort.
Or they could have also said to them, it's licorice. Licorice gives us better eyesight, and then the other team would have got diarrhea. Yeah, would have been, you know?
Did you call it the other team?
Yeah.
Yeah. The baddies.
The other team.
Yeah.
I felt like, you know, a 1980s sort of sports movie where you give the other team a...
Yeah.
Put itching powder in their jocks.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Instead, yeah. Give,
but they're,
you know, the enemy.
Nazis that we're talking about. So, yeah.
Yeah, well, yeah, sure. I mean, it could have,
yeah, the other
know,
team.
They had diarrhea.
Yeah, very good. Now, I can't remember it. Who did I give that point to?
Jinxie.
Wasn't us.
Yeah,
I don't know if I actually ended up awarding it.
You did. You gave it to Kay.
Did you see me do that?
No, he's saying he doesn't know whether he actually wrote it down.
We're at 11. Including that one, we're on 11.
What do you mean you're keeping score?
I'm keeping score.
What are Snook and Dave on? What have you got them on?
That it's called Us and Them as well.
It was my scribble paper to work stuff out if I needed to, and then I just started doing tallies.
I love it.
And then
Good
I needed to figure out whose tally was whose.
So what have you got Snook and Dave on?
12.
12, very good. Oh, good. I did. Excellent. I like having this backup.
That's like an assistant adjudicator at netball or something. I like it.
I didn't think I'd have to reveal it to the class, but
all right. Speaking of mathematics, question 24. Is the mathematical formula pi r squared used to calculate the area or circumference of a circle?
Circumference. Circumference.
Area.
Area.
It's actually area.
Well, what does it do now?
What? Area.
Always area.
Always area.
Oh, how...
Do we then... Wait, I think Brody gets that because we get cancelled out by the wrong answer first.
I'm afraid. Yeah. I'm afraid the wrong answer does lock you out.
But
of,
I tell you what would have happened if it was circumference. Who would have been the hero?
Well, yeah, sure.
If it had been just a bit louder,
so
maybe
how do you work,
you
out, do you work out circumference? Do you times the radius by pi?
Is it the square in the question that's the giveaway that it's area?
These are all very good questions, none of which...
Weirdly, it's the only kind of formula I remember from high school.
Yeah. But oh, I'm not like equipped pie. To it's answer weird. What what makes it the pie. Area and not the circumference. I don't know. All right, question number 25. Which nation's postage stamps bears in its own language the name Suomi? S-U-O-M-I. It's the name of this nation in its own language. We call the country something else.
Oh.
Swamiland?
And they call Swash? Themselves or their country Suomi. Have you ever... this is how I know it. This is weird. But I know this from... You know when you let Netflix like play and it's the last episode and it's not going on to the next episode and it shows the dubbed like who the dubbed what are they credits and they often have like the name of the country and who played which character and so I've looked at this and gone Suomi what the heck is Suomi and it does not sound or look like the name in English of this country at all.
I don't know that I've ever seen the word Suomi.
No. Yeah. Suomi. No.
Can you give us a continent?
I will. It is Europe and it's Scandinavia.
Sweden?
Iceland?
Not Sweden, not Iceland.
Greenland.
Not Greenland.
Finland.
Finland. Who said Finland first? I feel like that was...
It's between me and Sarah tie. Again, I think.
Gee whiz.
I feel like I said Finland first, but I don't want to say
it. And I feel like I said it first, but I don't want to be the
look,
bad
I'm
going to
give you both
either.
A point because you were just guessing. And yeah.
No, yeah. I mean, yes, maybe.
That's true. It was.
Don't so give us a point either Finland. At all.
Yeah, cool. How about that? They call no their idea. Own country Suomi. And I have no idea why we call them Finlands. Well, Finland.
What's the language they speak then? That they
it's just Finnish, isn't it? But how do they say it?
Well,
Swomish.
Yes, that I can't tell you.
All right.
All right. Question 26. On December 17, 1903, which brothers made the first successful sustained flights in an airplane?
The Wright brothers.
Very good, Snook. Got in there.
Didn't let it repeat.
Just keep saying it, and don't wait for the question to be finished.
I've seen their plane.
Have you? That's in Washington, isn't it?
Yeah.
At the Air and Space Museum,
or
Smithsonian?
Yeah. Air and Space.
The actual plane.
They said it's the actual plane.
I think it is. Yeah.
I sort of didn't believe them, but I think it is.
I saw a replica of the Rock at Madame Tussauds the other day.
Oh, cool.
You meant an actual rock?
Yeah, it took me a moment as well.
I don't know. Everyone seemed to have travelling stories lately, and I just felt like I was missing out. So I walked past Madame Tussauds, and I saw the Rock. And I thought, oh, no, that's just a wax version.
Great. So. Question 27. The Lunar New Year on January 23 will mark the beginning of the year of which animal?
Tiger.
Horse.
Not rat. Horse.
Monkey.
Not rat, not monkey.
Rooster.
Pig.
No.
Rabbit. Snake. Rabbit.
Snook's
rabbit.
Got it. Wow. Rabbit.
I'm a rabbit.
Are you a rabbit? Mm. Oh, well done. Yeah. What does...
It's your year.
Here we go again.
What does that mean for you? What a rabbit? What are rabbits like?
Fun and awesome. I don't know.
Of course.
I know that they don't get along with roosters, I think, is the thing.
Oh. What are you, Dave? A rooster?
Yeah, no, I'm a horse.
You're a horse?
That's why I said horse.
They love the horses.
One. Yeah, Brady? I said they monkey because I'm a monkey. Oh, you're a monkey? That's the only one I...
Yeah.
BL, what are you?
I actually don't know what I am. Oh. I feel like... I was going to say rat, but I think that's just because there was recently a rat and it's... Fresh in my head.
Oh.
Rat year.
Why were you fresh a rat?
No, it was recently the year of the rat.
Oh. Yeah, 2020 was the year of the rat.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, sure was.
I'm a snake. Exactly.
Imagine we went, oh, yeah, that makes sense.
Checks out, Johnny.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, I get it.
Real slippery.
Yeah. We're intelligent, actually. is the
yeah.
Oh,
well, maybe.
Okay.
All right. Question 28. Five countries share a land border with Colombia. Name any three. Now this is a bit weird because we're two teams. To name any three, so
Venezuela.
Venezuela is one. Peru.
Panama.
Panama.
No. Oh.
And Brazil.
Chile. Ecuador. Chile.
Did you? DL said Brazil.
Chile.
Chile is incorrect, Dave. Ooh.
Jinxie said Ecuador. Is that something?
Who said Ecuador?
I did.
Jinxie.
You are the first to three. Very well done.
Ah, okay.
Cool. So did you get all all five? Venezuela, Ecuador, Peru, Brazil, and Panama.
They were all said.
I said Panama.
They were all said. They were and all I said. I think Kate and Brody, you said them first, or you got to three first.
We got to three first.
Yeah.
So well done.
I think we just have Venezuela and Panama.
Yeah. Good work.
Do they
though.
Get two? Do they get two, and we get three, or do we just get
no,
one?
No, you just get one.
She's trying to be fair. She's keeping score.
Just for my reference.
You just get 1 point. They get no points.
Oh, all right.
Question 29. What do glossophobics fear? Glosso, G-L-O-S-S-O, phobics.
The dictionary?
Just kidding.
Don't fear the dictionary. No.
Shiny things.
Glossy.
Makeup.
Yeah.
Not shiny things, not makeup, not dictionaries.
Yeah, glossolalia is a thing, but what is it? What does that mean?
What is glossolalia? Yeah, sure.
Flowers?
No. I want to drill down on what you said, Jinx, which was glossolalia.
Yeah.
Do you know what that might be?
I feel...
The sound of things?
Yeah, it's like a musical term.
Oh,
is it not?
Yeah, sort of.
High frequency?
It's... Glossolalia is actually speaking in tongues.
Oh. Oh. Wow.
Is it a fear of languages?
It's not a fear of languages, but it...
Fear of speech. A fear of, like, muted...
Public speaking?
A fear of public speaking is the right answer. Wow. Brody Lancaster, very well done.
Wow.
That's a point for you.
Wowee.
Thanks, Bill.
What's sorry, the word
I
again?
I couldn't quite Jinxie, get you
there. Jinxie, you got us there.
Glossophobia.
Glossophobia is the fear of public speaking.
Oh, my gosh.
Clearly we don't know it because none of us have it. So
we're so shy.
Did, like, junior orator when I was a kid, like, at, like, public speaking competitions when I was a kid.
Wow.
So.
Of course. Of course. What about you, Dave? Course, did you do Toastmasters? I feel like you might have been a...
Debating?
No, I didn't do anything like that. I just did it so I could picture everyone naked. That's what they said to do.
You know, you can do that without public speaking. Walk down the street.
Just back to the Spencer tunic. Sure. That's what. Maybe he had a real fear of public speaking, and he had to get over it by actually making people naked. Very well done. Question 30. What length pool is used for a short course swimming race?
50 metres.
25 metres.
25 metres is the right answer, Sarah Snook. And with that, so that was, what was that? That was question 30. And you've taken the lead on 16 points over Kate and Brody on 15 points. It's very close.
Neck and neck.
We're going to take another quick break. We'll be back with the last 10 questions right after this.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Question 31. Name the recently released book by journalist Nikki Sava that is subtitled Scott Morrison's Fall and Anthony Albanese's Rise. Do you know what this is called? What this book is called? Kate Jinks, it's in your head somewhere. I can see you trying to poke it out. No? Do you remember at the end of the election campaign, Scott Morrison self-described himself as a
bulldozer, bit of a bulldozer.
I'm going to give that to you. It's the title of the book is Bulldozed. So very well done,
nice.
Brody.
I feel like I have just repressed all of that information.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It is buried deep inside somewhere, and I don't like to think about
it. Yeah, no.
Yeah.
I have not read this book. I have read The Game.
The Game by Sean Kelly. And by it's Sean the only book you need to read.
Yeah, a spectacular book.
Yeah, I was trying to get Sean Kelly out of my head while answering that.
I'm often trying to get Sean Kelly out of my head. but Bulldozed is the title of the book. Very well done.
Huh.
Ready? Question 32. True or false? Again, this is a little tricky with two teams, so be quick, I guess. True or false? Snails are gastropods.
True.
True.
Or
false.
Brody, shush.
What was it?
It is true. They are gastropods.
And who did you give that to? Just
I
out
gave
of curiosity?
That to Kate. I feel like she was.
Oh, shit. A second.
Oh no! Is that outrageous?
It's fine.
Oh
it's...
no! I feel really bad about that one.
You take it.
Yeah, you have. But look, I tell you what. When you do line up the audios of our own individual audios, you'll go, "Oh."
What are other gastropods, Dave?
Oh, slugs.
Oh yeah,
it's true.
Worms.
Is it?
Not worms. No, Brody, you be careful because
I'm just here to learn something.
The weird thing about snails, I was reading, that they're one of the only animals to exist in all three of the environments where animals exist. So land, salt water, and fresh water.
Hmm.
Oh,
yeah.
Isn't that crazy? Because, there's not many animals that have species
in
all three of those areas. Hmm. There you go.
And you know what? I've realised that I don't mind who gets the points because this is not about winning or losing and it's not like going, well, we won one year and then you won the next year and it's one each.
It's about information like that, Johnny.
Yeah, it's about learning stuff. It's about education. And I'm not going to get worked up about it.
We learned about the lady who invented Nangs. We learned where snails live.
Yeah. I love it.
Yeah.
All the important things.
His foot.
Question 33. Kim Jong-un is the youngest son of which former North Korean ruler?
Kim Jong-il.
I'm going to give that to Snook. Because even with the delay...
Do you know how much tension is in the... I'm going to give that to...
Because
we're like, did that one work?
Yes, you got it. And now you're all tied up again. Far out. Nothing's going to split you.
Except the delay.
Question 34. Who painted American Gothic? Now, there is a multiple choice here. But yet. I'm going to... give you a moment. You get double points if you can give me the name with no multiple choices.
Someone known? You go, oh, no.
We just spoke about this recently with...
Now, do you all know what I'm talking about, American Gothic?
Yeah.
Who? Someone describe it while you're thinking.
Holding pitchforks.
Farmer couple.
Farmhouse. Overalls.
Yeah, husband and wife.
Yeah, very good. You think they're a husband and wife. They're actually not. They're
brother
meant to depict father and daughter, which is kind of creepy.
Oh, yuck.
But the figures were modelled by the artist's sister and their dentist. Yeah.
Interesting.
It's kind of weird, but sure.
Yeah. I don't want a dentist holding a big pitchfork.
No, thank you.
Has anyone got it in their head?
I can't get Edward Hopper out of my head, but I know it's
I'm
not
just
Edward
hearing
Hopper.
Norman Rockwell.
Yeah, well, it's neither of those.
No.
Edward Hopper is one of the multiple choices, but that's actually incorrect, which I probably shouldn't have said.
Oh, so now it's a 50-50.
Yeah. Well, now there's three.
What if you give us an initials?
Okay.
That's good.
It will cancel your possibilities. It will cancel
because they don't all have the same initials, the multiple choices. But I will. GW.
George?
It's incorrect.
Washington.
And I was just looking for any response from you there to go, no?
The other options were Andy Warhol. See, I think it's pretty obvious that it's not Andy Warhol. And nor is it Jackson Pollock. Because not in either of their styles. The painting's not in either of their styles.
I see why you did tell us that you go for it. You'd already told us it wasn't Edward Hopper. So it would either have sat in the Edward Hopper or this gentleman,
yes.
GW.
See, I think I'm just going to have to give no points to this one. Because
Glenn Waverley.
Glenn Waverley.
Glenn Waverley.
It's a good drag name, though.
It really is.
Yeah.
Good drag king name.
Can you give Waverley? Before you tell us,
yes.
Can you give us the first name?
Grant.
Oh. And the second name?
Grant Wood.
Oh, I just never would have.
Never.
No.
Yeah, never, see, no. in the multiple choices, that name jumped out at me as going, oh, I've never really heard of him.
Mm. It sticks Warhol, out Grant because Wood, of Jackson how Pollock, anonymous it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go. Grant Wood was that artist's name of American Gothic. Now, this is funny because I am I'm reading this question for the first time. that's funny. Okay. So I don't know how to pronounce some of these things. It's just, it's come up and I've gone, what? Question 35. We'll see how we go. The Karoo, Danakil, Chalbi or Kalbi, Chalbi, Namib and Kalahari are all deserts.
Desert.
On which continent?
Africa.
Africa.
Again, this is going to test us. I think it's going to be Snook because you came in early with deserts and then Africa. Yes. I'll
not that it matters. We're not playing.
Maybe that's how they took the delay. Just like keep talking the whole time and then it'll favour the one that the audio comes through on first.
Do you know what? I think because we're on wireless. We've got wireless AirPods. So it's going to go from the computer and then it's going to come spin around and into our ears.
But it doesn't matter
because
it's just, you know.
It doesn't matter. Just enjoy
it. Just hanging out on Zoom.
So there you go. So did you know, was it until Kalahari that you didn't know what I was talking about?
Namib.
The Namib, okay.
And what did you say? The
Kalbi?
The Kalbi. It is pronounced Kalbi.
Kalbi, okay. And Danakil. I've never heard of Danakil. No. Danakil. But yeah, they're all apparently deserts in Africa. All right, question 36. I've got nothing more to add to that. Question 36. Retired tennis champion Ash Barty was born in which Australian state?
Queensland.
Yeah, BL. That's the
retired. Yeah, when did that happen?
What? Richmond women's number one ticket holder, Ash Barty.
Oh, there you go. So that's a confluence of
Is she retired?
Yeah, you didn't know that she's retired from tennis.
Mm.
Mm.
Yeah, she went.
And she just started.
Thanks for Wimbledon. That's it. Did she win the Oz?
She came
Wimbledon?
Back from her like she took a break and then decided to come back to tennis.
Was it
Wimbledon or the Australian Open? I don't really follow tennis, but she played her last game this year, then got it engaged or married. Huh.
Yeah.
And now, footy?
Footy?
She's
going to
play footy.
She was going to go golf.
Well, no, she's playing some golf, but like she loves AFL, like she presented Richmond the Cup in 2020 when we won the premiership in Queensland.
Mm.
So they're like Richmond supporters like to say that she will now come over and play for our women's side. But
yeah, right. All right. Question 37. To the nearest billion, what is the world's population?
9, 8,
12.
What did you say?
I said 9.
One at a time.
I said 8.
BL, you've got it. 8 billion. Yeah, we just passed just the other weeks ago. We just passed the 8 billion mark, which is that's a lot of people.
Wow.
Oh, we're so close. Yeah. Your scores are so close. This is amazing. Question 38. Who was named Best Actor at the 94th Academy Awards held in March 2022?
Will Smith.
Will Smith is the right answer.
Wow.
Dave.
Oh, my God, of course.
Will the Slappy Smith. Wow. That has put us at level pegging again. So what's that? On 19 points.
Whoa.
With only two questions to go.
Oh, crumbs.
And do you know what? I don't have a tiebreaker. So one of you.
Okay.
One team has to get like both the answers.
Don't turn it back on Ask Johnny.
Or we're doing it all for the fun and the learning.
Exactly. The fun and the learning. Nothing to do with who's winning, but you are on equal points. So good luck. Your final two questions. Here we go. Question 39. Name the author of Exiles, Force of Nature, The Lost Man, and The Dry.
Oh. Jane Harper. Is that her last name? Harper?
Jane? It is. Gosh, yeah. And her first name. Very well done. BL.
Until The Dry, I was lost.
What wow. That's really good. I didn't know how to get you there.
I haven't read it. I just saw the movie and Eric Bana, you know, was great.
Good. Yeah, she's an Australian author. Her books are published in 40 territories worldwide with more than 3.5 million copies sold to date.
Wow.
That's a lot of books.
Mm.
I've certainly never read any of them.
Me neither. Sorry, Jane.
I
will now.
She's doing very... She doesn't need our pity.
She doesn't need us. She does not need me.
Well, with one question remaining...
Wow.
Crumb. And this is a tricky question to pose to two teams of two people. It is match these colourful song and album titles to their respective performer. So I have four titles of songs or albums.
Prince.
Four performers. How should I do this? All right.
Do you want to just say the album?
Yeah, I'm going to say the album or track numbers one at a time and you... Gonna tell me which one.
Hang on. What are we saying? You're gonna give us a song title or an album title that is a colour
correct. Based,
and then we say that performer.
Exactly right. You ready?
And there's four.
And there's four. The first one is Yellow.
Coldplay.
Oof, very
wow.
I knew it was going to be in there. Sorry. Yeah. I knew that one would be good.
Kate and Brody.
I said Prince about a minute ago, just in case that comes up.
Okay. Okay, good to know. Thank you, Dave.
The delay might work for that one.
The next one is Green.
Kermit the Frog?
Ooh, a great guess.
It's...
Song or album?
I believe that's an album.
Green Day?
No.
Ed Sheeran?
Ed Sheeran?
Britney Spears?
He's got an album that's got a green cover.
No.
Weezer.
Not.
It is Weezer, right? Like the green album.
Yeah, I think it is Weezer.
It's not Weezer. Well, that's not the answer that I have in front of me. It is an American band. This is the sixth studio album by this band.
Recent?
No. From 88. Sorry.
Is there a hit on the album?
I'm just trying to see if there's a hit. Oh, yeah. There is a hit.
Yeah.
On side two, the first track of side two is another color related song, but the second word, so the first word is a color, the second word is crush.
R.E.M.
R.E.M. is the right answer. Wow.
Mm.
Orange Crush.
Orange Crush is the track.
Very good.
We need to get these two to draw this question.
Yeah.
I don't think we can do it from here.
I don't think we can.
We'll
you can
see.
Do it.
We'll
you
see.
Can do it.
The next colour is blue.
Weezer.
No, it's a song.
Yeah, it's
is it blue blah blah yeah. blah blah blah.
I465?
Blah, 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 yeah. blah, blah.
I465.
Yeah.
That's actually I'm Blue.
The J-Hawks. So
the title of this song is just Blue.
J-Hawks.
You might be right with J-Hawks, I'm not sure.
Blue.
Wait, what?
This is a female singer-songwriter.
Jones.
Oh, Elephant. No, Joni Mitchell?
Oh, of course. Sorry. Whoops. I mean, Nora
Joni Mitchell.
She was Blueberry, right?
It's very
so
off.
Close. Blueberry Nights.
It's very.
Who has Blueberry
very
Nights?
Very off-brand for us,
Jinxie. No, Jones didn't. She did that film that, like, wasn't it like a Wim Wenders film? Was it him? Anyway, it doesn't matter.
I have no idea what.
Don't worry.
Where you're going with this one. But the last one is Gold.
Duran Fleetwood Mac?
No.
Gold.
And not Duran Duran. Yeah, that one.
Duran
Duran? No.
Oh.
You're indestructible. Always believe in Gold.
Yeah, you're singing it.
Spandau Ballet.
Spandau Ballet is the right answer.
You guys got four.
Oh, Jinxie.
Wow.
You are.
That's huge.
Wow.
And that's put you a whole 5 points.
Color-related songs is really your pocket.
Who knew?
Was that 4 points in that round, not one?
Yeah, because I was, you know, I was trying
Ooh,
to.
That seems crazy. That should just
I was
be
trying one. To trying to build out the kind of anticipation. And
they weren't worth a quarter.
Oh, yeah.
Hang on.
I thought it was one of those so like too. 1 point for getting the most or something.
Oh yeah, it probably should have been that, but no, it's worth a full no. 4 points.
Wow!
And with that means that. Jinx and Brody, you are the winners of this year's
Screamed Ahead
Saturday Quiz finale.
Bravo.
I'm sorry about the delay.
I'm so glad I didn't humiliate Zoe's legacy.
No, you didn't. You got
upheld.
You guys, it was well done. And I just want to say maybe we could do it in person one day.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wouldn't that be nice?
The true test.
That would be nice.
Let's please
well,
do
when
that.
When you're
that
back, we're all
fantastic.
When you're in town, we're all actually Melbourne based. So
yeah,
we are.
Let's do
that. It actually can happen. It has been such a treat having all four of you on the show for this finale episode. Thank you so much.
Pleasure.
And
I love it.
Yeah, gosh. Merry Christmas.
Yeah.
Merry Christmas. Happy holidays.
Thank you for listening to this special end of year episode of the Saturday Quiz. It's a long one, but there's a lot to pack in. Thank you to Kate Jinx, Brody Lancaster, Sarah Snook and Dave Lawson for being my guests this week, and to all the guests who've come onto the show this year. Special thanks to Cindy McDonald for writing each and every question, and a massive amount of gratitude to those of you who have supported this show financially throughout the year. And finally, a big thank you to my partner Alison and my son Augie for their support of me and this podcast. My name's John Leary, and I'll have more questions for you same time next year.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.